The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Yeah, Lance McCullers, who was on the DL two different times this year because of a back issue. And coming out of the pen, he's been brilliant. The wind, the 2-0. Swing and a fly ball center field. This is going to do it. Springer waving his arms under it and makes the catch. And the Houston Astros are headed to the World Series. They pour out of the dugout and celebrate on the grass, jumping up and down. Hugs everywhere behind the backside of the mound. Houston, you're American League champs.
Jose, you're going to the World Series. How does it feel?
I don't know, man. I'm excited right now. We've been working really hard for this, and what made me happy is to see all my guys right there celebrating, because it's a lot of things behind this. And, you know, I think...
Guys, we're down 3-2 coming home. How did you pull this off?
I know, like I said, I really believe in my team, and I think, you know, we came home, we wanted to do a front of the fence. They support us until the last out, and this is why we're here.
You hit that home run opposite field. Take us through what you were thinking in that moment.
I don't know. I couldn't believe it. You know, these kind of games, it's difficult to say how it feels, because I went to the home plate looking for the pitch. I hit it. I couldn't believe I hit it out. I was so excited. I didn't know what to do. And, you know, I was happy because I was helping my team.
So the Astros are in the World Series, or is it the Woo World Series? Okay, that was awful. Let's do it. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a 0, not an O. At Degenerates 975. And, of course, you can text the show at 713-780-3776. And even though it's a Monday, there's absolutely zero reason to be in a bad mood today. It's perfect weather. Your Astros are in the World Series. And something to get excited about. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you?
Not much. How was your weekend?
Strong.
Yeah?
Strong to moderately strong. Betting-wise, not great.
Oh, I got my ass kicked betting wise this weekend.
I gave some back from my last weekend, which was stellar, and I guess that's sort of the way of it, though.
You know,
you can't, if you won every week, it'd be too easy, right?
Yep. Well, it hasn't been easy for me this year. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean,
it's been a grind, and now I'm back to slightly down for the first time in a while. So. Plus, I got my ass kicked on a few horse races I was betting, too.
Yeah,
one of those things.
For the NFL, I'm down for the year. I'm up enough in college football that it's making up for it, but it's still not.
I'm the exact opposite. I'm up a good chunk in the NFL, but I'm way down in college.
Okay.
So, teams that I thought I had a good feel for, I just don't.
I'm 2 games under 500 in the NFL. I'm 6 games over 500 in college. So, I'm hovering around. I'm in that grind zone for sure. Whatever.
Just need one good stretch.
That's what I need.
And then you'll look up and say, okay, you know, I'm doing pretty well.
That's what I felt for a whole week last week. And then I'm back to like, I'm grinding.
Yeah, I really thought I'd turn the whole thing around and then, not so much.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? But it was a fun weekend of sports. The freaking Houston Astros are in the World Series. I'm excited. I know you're excited.
Oh, God, yeah.
Jong is excited. I got to tell you, though, like, okay, maybe I think I'm maybe a cheap bastard because
You're not cheap.
Okay, I'm not cheap.
No, because I really want to go to the World Series.
It's absurd, right?
It is absurd.
So what were the numbers you were seeing? Because I saw standing room only was like $700 per ticket.
Oh, that's cheap. I sold for like $800-900.
Okay, yeah. I'm not doing that. I just don't care enough. Like, is that wrong of me?
No,
like,
because the idea is to take your dad and your kid, and is your kid going to want to stand there for nine innings?
I mean, my kid would. I guess. I don't know. He'd probably bitch and complain about it, but my dad's an old man.
Yeah.
And if you want seats, it's like a grand per. And I'm like, I just don't know if, like, that's – I don't know if that's a good investment. You know what I mean? Because I went to the World Series in 05, and me and my buddy went, and we paid $600 for two tickets. Now, these weren't good tickets. Like,
right.
We were up in the nosebleeds, but we were in the building, and it was $600, $300 a piece. In my mind, I was like, I bet tickets are going to be like $450, maybe $500 a piece.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, maybe so, okay. But you're talking about like $800-900, a grand for standing room where you don't even have a seat? Nah, brother. I'll just watch at home. I'm fine with watching at home. Like I said, I would have liked to take them, but I don't like it that much. You know, it's crazy. But that's good. I mean, I guess people are wanting to go to see this thing.
Yeah, it is. And
they just want to go more than me.
William Randolph paid for mine in 2005.
Oh, did he?
William Randolph Hearst. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant Willie Randolph.
No.
Like the former Yankee second baseman.
That was always the joke whenever we put anything on the Chronicle that William Randolph Hearst was paying for it.
Yeah.
It was so much fun to watch it, and it was. I hated not being here, but this is how much things have changed over the years. I watched Game 7 in a Blues club in Chicago on a tablet and then monitored our coverage afterwards in the middle of a show. And it just went smooth and everything went great. And it was cool, but I could never imagine. You couldn't have done that 10 years ago.
Either. No.
Yeah, I watched it from a hilltop in Austin at a villa for a wedding.
Look at you, fancy.
So everyone was like huddled around a couple tables. You know, celebrating the wedding and then also watching the game.
I just watched it at my house, getting drunk.
Well, that was my initial plan, was just to stay in the room and do it there. But, you know, decided they wanted to go to a – and actually, I'm glad I went. It was Kingston Miles, whatever it's called. There was this chick playing guitar there that was freaking amazing. Her name was Joanna Connor. And she's a blues guitarist, but, I mean, she played everything, and she could absolutely rip on
What was your favorite song she did?
Her version of LaGrange was just amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she's just this big, chunky, reminded me of Mr. Creosote from Monty Python in face and everything else. But, man, that chick could rip. So I'm sitting there listening to her while
so
I'm watching
the game. So she was like Janis Joplin, like really good musician, but you would never have sex with her.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No. Very manly.
It's always odd because, like, it's sexy when a girl's like a great musician
or a great singer.
Hey. But it just, like, there's some women, it's just like, oh, that it's never going to work.
Well,
which makes sense.
Yeah. But it to me, if you're kind of cute and you can sing or play guitar, then yeah. you go from like a 5 to a 10 to me.
Yes.
But when you start off as a 1.5, you don't go up. There's just nowhere to go. In this case, like 1.5 is generous.
Yeah.
But, man, that chick could rip. So I was sitting there watching that, and, you know, the wife and her friends were having a great time, and I was just sitting there listening and watching the game on the tablet and making sure we had our innings by innings going right on Sports Map. And then Ken Hoffman wrote a great column yesterday about it that I posted yesterday morning.
Best article written by a Hoffman in this city in
so far,
weeks.
But, you know, you have a chance to catch up. you'll be getting your opportunities. 713-780-ESPN. I mean, there's so many things to talk about in this game, and even Game 6 where, you know, Verlander was great again.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, Charlie Morton was just dealing, and then McCullers comes in, and he's dealing, and he kept getting stronger and stronger each inning.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't have asked for more than what you got from those two guys in Game 7. And CeCe, like... It's funny because I started to worry for the Astros a little bit because CeCe wasn't sharp. You know, CeCe was giving up a lot of hits.
Yep.
They were touching him. They couldn't ever get anything going, though. And then I kept thinking, oh, Charlie Morton's pitching so great, but eventually he's going to turn back into a pumpkin. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to – midnight's going to strike, and there's going to be a pumpkin on the mound.
Yeah.
And he never did, and they went to McCullers, and I was like, oh, I wouldn't have pulled Morton when they did. I said, leave his ass out there. I mean, he had a low pitch count, and he was dealing, and now you had a lead. I was like, just let him keep rolling. But McCullers came in, and my thought with McCullers was he had a good outing last time, but when's the last time he had two good outings in a row?
Well, now.
Now.
Yeah.
So
and that, I mean, it sets everything up so well for them moving forward, because now you've got Keuchel, Verlander for 1 and 2.
Yep.
You could go with, I think, either one of those guys in game three, or you could, I think you could go with McCullers in game three and feel pretty good about it. I mean, the guy's pitching well again, and he looks healthy, and, you know.
Here's the honest truth, and this isn't as much about, you know, to me, this series, like in this last series, it was the Yankees pitching kept them in a lot of, you know, kept them in the series when they really shouldn't have been, because that Yankees pitching staff, in my opinion, they outperformed what they really are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that, like, Tanaka's good, but I mean, he's not some unhittable, you know, baseball god like he was in the two games he pitched against the Astros. You know, CeCe is an aging guy. You know, Sonny Gray is good, but he's not what he did in game four. The Dodgers have a better pitching staff than the Astros. The Dodgers have better starting pitching. The Dodgers have a better bullpen. The Astros bats have to win this series. And it can't be, well, they'll hit in the last two games of this. Like, they have to start hitting game one.
Well, they can't give away a game with the bullpen like they did against the Yankees. That series should have gone six. They have to hit. And I think they will. The thing is, and of course we said the same thing. Yankees had a huge edge in the bullpen. And it didn't necessarily pan out that way. I mean, the Astros really only blew the one game. But that scares me. This scares me, because I think the Dodgers starting pitching is good enough to where they're going to get to the bullpen with the lead a lot of times, and or at least a few times. And I do think the Astros bats are going to have to come alive, but I think they will. I think there's some, I just feel really good about this team for some reason. I know that I think the Dodgers are better. I think the Dodgers are better. Record wise, I think they're better, but this team is playing with so much confidence, it's kind of hard for me to say.
Well, but I mean, it's not like the Dodgers. We just haven't been paying as close attention to the Dodgers.
But I have, though. I think the Dodgers caught a Cubs team that
the Dodgers just basically, they could have, they won 4-1. Might as well have been a sweep. They dominated that entire series. And they did it with their version of Carlos Correa. They just said, oh, you just sit this one out, bud. We got this. You rest up. We'll take care of this. Like, their best player, damn near, sat out the series. And they still won 4-1. They should be confident. I mean, they had the best team in the regular season.
There's more to it than just confidence. I think that, and I do believe that, I also think the Astros have beaten better teams than the Dodgers have. I'm not impressed by the Cubs. I would have liked to have seen Dodgers-Nationals. I think that would have been a competitive series. And, you know, that's the thing. If I'm going to hang my hat on anything with the Astros, is I think they've beaten better teams than the Dodgers have had to beat.
I don't even know if that's true. I think the reality is both those teams dodged the biggest bullet that they could have faced. You know, the Dodgers didn't have to play the Nationals. The Astros didn't have to play the Indians. I don't think the Diamondbacks were very good, but I didn't think the Red Sox were very good. And, I mean, were the Yankees any better than the Cubs? I don't know. I mean, the Cubs won the World Series last year, and Yankees are a year ahead of schedule.
I think I wasn't impressed with the Cubs this year is probably.
But you were impressed with the Yankees?
More so than the Cubs, and especially when they go in and beat the Indians.
Yeah.
And should have beaten them in four games.
The Cubs went in and beat the Nationals.
Yeah, but the Nationals have a habit of losing the first round, too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think the main thing is, what's going to be a big key here, and I don't know too many people have talked about this, you're going to have four games where the pitchers are going to have to hit, and that's also an advantage for the Dodgers because they've been doing that all year.
Yeah.
And now that affects your lineup, and do you pull your pitcher sooner? I mean, all of those things are going to come
into
play.
Well, it's also a matter of who's going to sit out.
Right.
Like, and you've got to decide if you want Evan Gattis in the lineup Evan Gattis is going to have to catch.
Yeah.
And that's not ideal.
Yeah. And that is an advantage for the Dodgers in all four.
Or you can put, I mean, and by the way, this is a horrible idea and I don't recommend they do it, but you're now playing in a stadium where you can't have like a just some, you know, jabroni playing left field and be like okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't Fenway and it's not Minute Maid.
Right.
Like, you need a, honestly, I don't know if Marwin's a good enough outfielder to play left field.
We kind of saw that in the games at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And this is going to be very similar.
So there are some, I mean, God, there's so much to, there's so many moving parts in this, but either way, they're there. I'm excited about it. Juggalo Trey said he's going to get a tattoo. He's going to get an Astros tattoo if they win.
He also said he's going to do his hair like
Yuli?
Yuli.
We'll talk to Juggalo Trey later in the show. I want to see if any of this is true. Maybe I'll get an Astros tattoo with him.
I've decided that I'll dye my hair jet black again with an orange streak in it.
With it like a, will it be like McCullers hair and instead of the hard part, there'll just be an orange streak?
Something like that.
Why black? Why not blue?
Because you
Astro blue.
No, just do orange.
No, I'm not doing orange. That's you guys.
That'd be unprofessional, John. No. Black with an orange stripe, that would be professional.
You guys got tons of mileage out of my jet black hair.
We did.
So this will give you another opportunity.
Okay. Now, are you going to leave it until it fades out, or are you going to cover up the orange stripe?
No, I'll leave it till it fades out.
Okay, I can appreciate
all
that.
Right. See, there you go. There's something.
Guess who's on? And you know what? You can't fix. He can clean up a lot of things. He won't be able to clean that up. But Aubrey with Dirt Free on the phone. What's up, Aubrey?
Hey guys, beautiful, beautiful afternoon. Hit the road all day, driving from TV show to TV show. You know, it's so different. I mean, advertisement. When you look at television, it's so visual. Like the favorite thing people like to see is that. On the carpet cleaning interviews we do is we'll take a fitting and bleed the pressure line into a glass of ice and drink the cleaning water, the super water, on television. Well, we've never done that on radio because you can't visualize, you know, the safety of the water drinking it for you on radio, you know, so those things don't match up. And what's popular on radio commercials is completely different from what's popular on television commercials. But one thing that never fails, friends, is the fact that you do not pay if you do not love what you see. I mean, that translates radio. If I shout it from a street corner or pull up to your front driveway, we'll start in the worst spot. No soap, chemical residues in tap water, a giant machine nobody else has. Nobody has my wand, my water, my free spot, my truck. Nobody has it. And if you don't love what you see, you simply don't pay. Send us on our way. Will shoo us out the door. 281 Dirt Free. 281 Dirt Free. DIRTFRE. 347-8373. We love coming out to your home doing carpet tile, leather grout, drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs. $100 free speed dry with any purchase. But if you're getting any of the other added services done, we'll give you a free room of carpet cleaning. So now's the time to dial. And if you don't love it, you don't pay.
All right. That's Aubrey with Dirt Free. Appreciate the time. Aubrey, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device.
If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action. At BetDSI, you can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Did you see they already canceled that Barstool show on ESPN?
Didn't last long.
No, no.
Oh, well.
So I'm gonna give the people a little traveling tip. I actually enjoy flying when I have like the bulkhead seats. So with Southwest, when you first, if you log on while you're checking in and offer to and look at, can you upgrade to Business Select? It'll be like $500. Just forget that. Then if you get there and try to do it on the kiosk, it's like $180. But if you wait and go to the gate, $40. So just a little tip there.
Okay.
And then they're kind of desperate to sell them out. So they're happy to get them. So I got the bulkhead today. I was pretty stoked.
All right.
Yeah, it just makes one of those.
You flew in today?
I flew in this morning. Yeah, I got up at 4:30 this morning.
And then we had this editorial meeting today at 10:30, and Fred like runs in at like 10:45.
Yeah, I left the hotel at, well, I woke up at 4:30. I left the hotel at 4:50. It was about an hour long Uber ride, and then flew in, landed at 9:55, and our meeting was at 10:30. So ran to the car, shot down here as fast as I could. Traffic sucked. Went to the meeting and then went home and got a bunch of stuff done for the website and the show and everything else. So it's been a long day already, but it's been a fun day, man. I mean, just something about, and you know what? Getting home and having this weather, that was cool because this is the weather I thought I was going to get in Chicago. It was drizzly and humid and ugly the whole time.
Did you see the weather that they're going to have during the World Series in LA? It's going to be like 100.
Oh, wow.
It hit 100 today, and I think the forecast for the first pitch game one is supposed to be like 97 or something.
Wow.
They're going through like a heat wave.
Our guys should be used to that.
Well, yeah. Don't they play with
our guys play in AC.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do, but you know, they have to walk around this city.
Yeah.
I think that's so strange that they're having that kind of temperature this time of year.
Well,
I think God's just trying to burn off the Dodgers. That's what it is. Yeah, just have them go out there and melt. That's the plan. So, what was your favorite moment from the games this weekend?
Oh, man. God, I don't even know if I could pick one from game 6 or 7.
Yeah, either one.
I don't know. I mean, game 6 was... It went sort of the way I expected it to go. Yeah. But I gotta say, game 7, it felt like I said, it was going the direction of, oh boy, nothing's gonna happen here, nothing, or at least nothing big is gonna happen here. And then when Gattis homered, it felt big.
Yeah,
like okay, there's a run on the board. But then when Altuve homered in the next inning, and that only made it 2-0, so it wasn't like it was set in stone or anything.
Right, and you're thinking about, oh, well, we saw what this bullpen did with a 4-0 lead.
Right, but it felt like, because CeCe had gotten out of there and he'd only given up one run. And
it really looked like they should have gotten more off him.
They should have. Absolutely should have. But Canley has been, he had been so money. And I was like, oh, they're bringing him in to shut this nonsense down. And then he got in there and they started touching on him immediately. And Altuve homered. And honestly, the play of the game up to that point had been Judge jumping over the wall to catch that ball. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, that dude. and I know people around here because there's like the – and I still think Altuve's the MVP. I think the only reason you can't like Aaron Judge is because you're mad that he's in the same conversation with Altuve as MVP. But that just – he seems like
Or that he's a Yankee. You could just dislike him for that.
But doesn't he come across as like a really humble guy?
Yeah, he does.
And he's – I mean, he's just like a –
And it's just like that thing he did with the little kid the other night when the little kid caught the ball and he just kind of nodded to him like, you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, like in an era where all the superstars are like Bryce Harper and, you know, their helmet flips and bat flips, he just seems like he's out there, you know, just trying to stay humble, stay cool, and do his job. I actually, you know, and again, it doesn't change my mind about it. I think Jose Altuve should be the MVP. But I really like Aaron Judge. I think he's a good player. I think he's a – and obviously the strikeouts are a issue.
Yeah.
But he's hit the ball that far.
He's so strong. He's only going to get better.
And if you think that guy – and I know I heard a lot of this was, oh, well, he's not that good defensively. I saw no signs of that.
Really?
That guy's incredible defensively.
Really?
And
– he made play after play out there.
If you want to make an argument about a young superstar in New York who – he can hit everything, but – Gary Sanchez, if he doesn't get better behind the plate, I mean, you got to start putting that guy at DH. He cost him so many runs. And I don't know how many times I saw Gary Pettis send a guy from third, and I said, oh, no, what are you doing? And then the ball would get to Gary Sanchez, and he would just not catch the ball, and they would score. It happened, I think, three times in that series. They had runners just dead.
Yeah.
And Gary Sanchez couldn't catch the ball. It's like, man, that's kind of your job. You even got a special glove for it and everything.
And it was the complete opposite for Brian McCann.
Yeah.
He'd catch everything.
Oh, you know what? That was maybe the play. When Bregman threw out McCann.
That's the one people are bringing up.
He threw him out at home plate. And that ball, and Greg Bird actually, you know, for a guy who I busted his balls for not running hard in game one, he busted out as soon as that ball was hit. And he's probably safe 9 times out of 10. And it took a perfect throw from Bregman, and he made a perfect throw.
And a perfect placement by McCann where he had the glove.
Yeah.
And to his credit, he held on when the slide was right at the glove.
Yeah. Well, the slide was like in his wrist.
Yeah, and he held on.
Spiked on the wrists, and he held on. And that, I mean, the game would have been 1-1. It's a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just a fun game to watch, man. It just felt like the first team to blink was going to be in trouble, and then the Yankees blinked, and if that run scored, I don't know what happens. But instead, the momentum stays with the Astros. The bats kept going, and the best player on the team, best player in the American League, comes through.
Yeah,
and adds on some insurance for him.
For me, it was Verlander getting out of the seventh inning.
Because
that it looked like he might be losing it a little bit. It looked like he was at the bottom of the tank.
And there were people again saying, "Why isn't he running back out there?" It's not easy to run out there for 9 innings every game.
No, I mean what he did in game two was an aberration. It's as good as he is, but that also took a lot out of him for this start.
No doubt,
because he really looked gas in the sixth and the seventh, and he got out of both of them just by being a great pitcher and making great pitches when he needed to.
And mine is in line with Fred's is George Springer making that catch at center field, hitting the wall.
That was a great one, too.
I think Verlander's seventh inning with one out, I think.
Yeah.
And then he caught that ball. That was going to – if that ball had ricocheted, it would have scored at least one.
Yeah.
So, Jay said, you mean superstars like Crybaby Curry? I don't think Steph Curry's a crybaby. In fact, again, Steph Curry's another guy that I don't understand why people dislike him. And, I mean, getting ejected the other day aside.
I like his game, but I think he's phony. I mean, he just comes off as a phony to me. And quit bringing your kids to press conferences.
That part I don't like. I don't like anybody whose like wife becomes a celebrity because she shows up at the games.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of any of that. So there's your reasons why people don't like him.
But, maybe a little bit of what we got from Albert Pujols in 2004 or 2005. Albert Pujols doesn't really talk. Carries himself pretty well, but he beat up on the Astros. Judge did the same thing this year.
Yeah, and I think, but Albert Pujols, I think a lot of the reason why he didn't was because especially in those days, had a language barrier. Aaron Judge could talk all he wants, but he doesn't. Yeah. Like,
I love the kid. I think he's a fantastic player. He seems like a good guy. And somebody mentioned he seems like Altuve. He just loves playing the game. And I think that's it. And I think that's one thing I like about this Astros team is they seem to have a lot of guys who just love baseball. And that's what Aaron Judge is. He's a guy who loves baseball and plays the game well. So I get it if you're worried that he's going to steal the MVP from Altuve. Well, it wouldn't really be stealing because I think you can make a compelling case for him. But the reality is I like the guy, and I thought he showed up in this series as a major factor, and the Astros stole one. So everybody should be happy today.
Hey, so what's Lamont is telling me that, and I guess Rodney now too, there's a lot of people saying that these Astros tattoos they're gang affiliated. What if you don't, like, so, and most of it is showing this, like, the open star from, like, the blue and gold Astro days. I don't like that.
No.
I wouldn't want Juggalo Trey to get that.
But if he got...
What if he got
if he gets the H? Yeah.
Because that's like that's just a Houston tattoo, right?
Right. That's not a gang tattoo, right?
You
guys will have to explain that to me, though.
I need to know. What about the orange circle with the star and the H, blue and orange and white H? Because that could be like, that goes beyond even like being an Astro fan. That's just like a represent your city tattoo. I like that.
Yeah, H-Town Strong.
So do
man.
You have I to like be it. A, would you have to be a gangster to have that? I don't want Juggalo Trey getting shanked over this by any means.
Yeah, we don't want this to turn into a negative. It's like, Joshua says, how nasty was that curve Verlander threw against Frazier to make him look like a T-baller? By the way.
Well, that was in game two, wasn't it?
No. That happened game six.
Six, yeah.
Where he kind of like, he was.
Oh, yeah, where he like had the bat up against his chest. Yeah. Okay, I guess it was Headley that he struck out on the pitch that would have hit him in game two.
As much as I love Judge, the one guy that I'm glad to see lose, Frazier. That guy's a dickweed.
You don't like him?
No, he's a dickweed.
You know what Todd Frazier is?
He's
Josh Reddick on the other team.
Yeah.
That's what he is. And it's obnoxious, but when Josh Reddick plays for your team, it's like, oh, that's great. Yeah, woo.
Yeah, I'm not.
Todd Frazier is.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
He is Josh Reddick on the Yankees.
I've been pretty honest about not being a fan of Reddick's all year, too.
Yeah.
So I hate guys like that.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about my friends over at Raisin Cane's. And, man, you may be thinking, hey, I'd love to have some sort of a delicious meal while I watch the Astros games this week. Well, good news, buddy. Raising Cane's is the place to go for that. And pretty soon you're going to have two new locations, one in Katy at Fry Road and Park Row, and one on 2920 in Kirkendall up in Spring. And that's November 14th. If you're one of the first 20 customers on opening day, you receive free Cane's for a year. Raising Cane's serves only fresh, never frozen, premium chicken tenderloins. They're marinated for 24 hours, hand-battered, cooked to order, and they come with all the great sides, the crinkle-cut fries, the cane sauce that's made in-house every day, that Texas toast with just the right amount of seasoning and garlic butter on it. So good. And Raising Cane's tailgates are perfect for your party, for your watch party, for your whatever event you're going to be doing. 25 to 100 chicken fingers or more ready in minutes after you order. It's really the perfect thing for a get-together. They've got locations all over the city to get their fresh, never-ever frozen chicken fingers and crinkle-cut fries and, of course, that cane sauce. 28 locations in the Houston metro area now. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest you. Premium cuts, always fresh, never frozen. You know where to get them. Raising Cane's. One love. It's even harder when the dirtbag's famous.
This is ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Apparently this gang thing is a big deal.
I don't like that. And it doesn't look like it's just Houston gangs. Like, they're taking all the sports gangs.
Huh.
So you can't have a Spurs tattoo or a Cowboys tattoo. I mean, this is absurd to me.
Maybe you just have to get a tattoo and say, not a gang member, just a fan of the team.
Right. Or a fan of the city. Like, that's what's weird to me, because I feel like that that H with the star in the circle, that just represents Houston.
Best logo in the city, right? As far as...
Oh, for sure.
It's not even close.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think the best color scheme, too. I like the orange.
Yeah, I don't know about the best color scheme.
I like the Texans color scheme.
I like the Texans, too. And... Yeah, I don't know. But I do think that logo is the best, and it's the only logo that that I think could have a meaning beyond just the team. Like, right. I just think that H, I mean, that's like for your city.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. That makes me angry. I don't like gang activity. And Juggalo Trey definitely doesn't.
Well, yeah, because. The Juggalos are a gang.
But the good thing is, Juggalo Trey, I would say, really an unlikely candidate to ever go to prison.
True, although he is a likely candidate for somebody to think he's a Juggalo.
And then Tim says, just go with this Astros tattoo. And there's this guy who's got, like, from elbow to wrist in big block orange letters, Astros. And I think that might not be, that might be too much.
Are we done with the wanting to trade Alex Bregman after this season and postseason? You know what? I'll say it right now. He's been great, but if you offer me Chris Sale in the offseason,
yes.
See ya.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying trade Alex Bregman for a bag of beans, but if and like I said, this was 2 years ago at the time where it looked like that's the deal that could have gotten Chris Sale. I would trade Alex Bregman tomorrow in the middle of the series, and I would just, you know, if I had to play the World Series with a blank spot at third base, I would do it to get Chris Sale. But let's also, 2017 postseason, he's hitting 190. So I know he's like everybody's favorite guy, but he's...
Yeah.
He's good. I just don't think he's a special player. I think he's a good player. Chris Sale's a special player. That was my only point. And everybody's making me out to be like this anti-Bregman guy. And I actually got some texts from a buddy of mine who was like, I've realized the biggest douchebag on the team is Alex Bregman. If you follow him on Instagram, you'll see what a giant knob this guy is. Sunglasses at night guy, rapping, drinking and driving, giant ass clown. So, yeah. And I don't follow him on Instagram, so I don't know any of that.
I'm not even on Instagram.
Well, you remember when the story broke where he like DM'd some random fan that had talked about trading him?
Yeah.
And like, he's not my kind of guy. That's all I'll say.
I'm pretty sure that some of the tweets we were getting from odd accounts about that were him. I wouldn't put it past him making up a fake account. Why do you hate the guys who insist on having fun and being a little crazy to do it? It's who those dudes are. Why is that so bad? Because I prefer professionals. I prefer guys who go out and do their job and then celebrate when they win, not sit there and get their face on the top step of the dugout so they can get on TV and look like they're something special. And when they're really just, you know, give me Aaron Judge every day of the week. Give me guys like that who win and then celebrate. Hey, Altuve, Correa, those guys. They're not hot dogs.
So you're telling me Alex Bregman could be the next Chandler Parsons?
I think Alex Bregman has a lot of Chandler Parsons qualities to him.
Okay.
Now, I think he has a potential to be a better player than Chandler Parsons. I mean, Parsons was good here, but I do think Bregman has a much higher ceiling. But, yeah, that's very Parsons-like.
But yeah, and here's the other thing. Like, Josh Reddick, and I get it, you're having fun, okay, but... just tone it down when you're 1-for-25 in the series.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when you're hitting 0-40 in the ALCS, that's like a 0.040. 0-40. Just play it cool, maybe. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah.
But these guys have their own personalities.
Be who you are. Those are not guys that I'm a fan of.
It's just not my favorite.
And that's okay. We all don't have to.
Everybody's got their own taste.
Yes. It's like I always preferred the way Bagwell carried himself to the way Biggio carried himself.
I'm with you on that.
That's just me. But
I could party with any former Astro, obviously Caminiti.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I had drinks with Caminiti once.
No, I'm not talking about
drinks.
I know
what you're talking about. I didn't do that, but
So Reddick might be your type of guy to party with. He seems like that party guy.
That's like that's the only times I've ever said woo is actually like right after that. Right after Kevin and Eddie's style party.
I'd have a beer with Reddick, but I don't I don't necessarily like his style on the field.
I want to have champagne with him, like where he gets almost naked and he just lets me spray a bottle of champagne on him.
As long as that's all you
That's fun.
Never mind.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about the Texas Star Grill Shop. The fall grill sale still going on. Stop in today for the best prices on all the top brands. Traeger, Weber, Kamado Joe, Sabre, Napoleon, and Green Mountain. Pits and Spits, which is locally Houston made. Don't make a big box mistake and go get some cheap grill that's not going to last. Or don't assume that you're going to save money by shopping online. See the grill experts at Texas Star Grill. They'll help you choose the grill that's right for you. They asked me, they're like, what do you want to do with your grill? When I was picking mine out, I said, I'm mostly looking to smoke meats. And they found one that they thought would work for that. That's what I went with. And I'm loving using it. I actually spent 9 hours smoking a brisket yesterday, in fact. They've got tons of grills. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it. They've got the Green Mountain, the Memphis Woodfire Grill, the Sabre Grills with the infrared gas grill. No flare-ups. Always moist and juicy meat. Texas Star Grill Shop, in fact, just purchased a truckload of those grills, and they've got some really great deals on them, so go check those out. And as always, free delivery and assembly. They've got tons of rubs, spices, sauces in-house to make your grilling experience complete. Get a grill that's going to last and save big during the fall grill sale. Stop by the shop, Texas Star Grill Shop, located at Shepherd and 59 in Houston, or right there on Luetta and Springs in the Champions area. TexasGrillShop.com. That's Texas Star Grill Shop. We have your grill.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com. Find out the three ways to qualify for a grand prize drawing on November 24th. You can win a three-night stay at the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club. Courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975.com. So we said, you guys are just old. Maybe, hey, look, enjoy what you want to enjoy. If you like douchebags, that's fine. It's my opinion. It's just how I... Yeah, I love Carlos Correa. He's probably my favorite Astro. I love Altuve. I like McCann a lot. And by the way, it took me 7 predictions to be right about him.
You got it right,
but I finally did. You might have got me the first 6 times, but you didn't get me the 7th. But no, I think there's a lot of likable guys on this team, and then I don't have to like everybody. If that makes me old, so be it. Old is old. Douchebag stays douchebag. Old people die. That's what they do.
That's true.
Douchebags stay douchebags until they get old, then they're old douchebags.
So, I think my favorite player on the team now is Verlander.
That's up there, too, because he also seems like just a cool dude.
Yeah.
And
what a life when, like, they hand you the ALCS MVP trophy, and then you're like, oh, man, this is such a great moment, and now I'm going to go home and put my – man part inside Kate Upton. Like, what a life, right?
By the way, Jerome texted me and Dave saying that he was right next to Kate Upton for game, I think, 6. And Jerome goes, she's a 6.
Oh, Jerome.
And then
so
and then he said that she and they hugged after the win. And
Jerome hugged her?
Uh-huh.
What?
We're going to ask him about it tomorrow.
Yeah. I want to know about, like, was it squishy? Like, I got to know.
Well, from what everybody tells me, she's also just a really cool person.
Yeah, and yeah, he said she's the nicest person that he's met in a very long time.
To be fair, if you've ever seen supermodels when they're not trying to be supermodels, you're usually a little disappointed.
Right.
But when they supermodel up, I thought she looked pretty good after game seven.
I like her.
So.
Yeah, he said, great personality. He said, Upson standing right next to me just gave me a hug. She's about a six, but has a great personality. And
six.
And Tepper says, I'll take that six hug for you, you lucky bastard.
A six. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Well, he grades harder than I do then. Because yeah. I would say bad day, eight. Good day, 9.5, 10, right?
Yeah.
But there has to be a scale there because sometimes...
I mean, she's like one of the top models in the world. Now...
Well, I tell
that
you,
said, she's like a she's not built like your average supermodel,
right?
Which to me is a plus. I like a little bit of meat on the bones. Some people don't. Maybe Jerome doesn't. Maybe Jerome likes skinny broads. But like,
oh, yeah, he likes them skinnier than him.
Like I think Kate Upton is hotter than Giselle than Tom Brady's wife. Because and
I think I would agree with that.
I think Giselle's really pretty, but she's too skinny for me. For my taste.
But she's an underwear model. She has to be skinny.
Right. Well, Kate Upton does it. I mean, she gets in her underwear. She looks damn good to me.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of what you like.
I don't understand. You know what I don't understand, though? And maybe I'm just old. I don't understand the fascination with, I mean, like, that's all anybody
with
talks
boobs?
About. No, like, we did two Kate Upton stories this weekend, and they both just got tons of hits.
Oh, because she's hot.
I know, but it's not, they're not showing her as being hot. They're just showing her as supporting
no, they
Justin
don't care.
Verlander.
She crosses
over to pop
yeah,
culture.
You got to remember, Fred, yeah. We talk about this all the time. There's nobody on that field who's a bigger star than Kate Upton.
Yeah, I guess.
You know? It's like when who was it that was it Kate Hudson that was feeding A-Rod popcorn?
Yeah.
Oh God. That's what it was like a big mega story because I mean when these athletes have famous girlfriends or famous wives, they're more famous than in the grand scheme, they're more famous than the players. Kate Upton's way more famous than Justin Verlander.
Yeah. I guess I don't follow the supermodel rankings is why.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I don't know where she is. I know her because she's Verlander's fiance. Just like I would not know who Giselle was.
And I think she's one of those rare SI swimsuit models that crosses over and does a lot more pop culture than the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's in movies, and then obviously with the sports world, she's engaged to Justin Verlander.
Well, she does seems like a nice person, and it's kind of cool to have somebody like that everybody's watching at Astros games.
Oh, yeah.
Now, having said that, I'm guessing Dodgers will have more famous people at their games. Than
Kate Upton.
Than Kate Upton,
yeah,
yes.
Probably so.
But, yeah. So what movies did she make? Oh, she was in Tower Heist. Okay. I remember that. She was pretty good in that.
Well, I'm excited for the matchup. I'm excited to see all the stars, Fred. It's a big time. The World
it
Series.
Is. As I wrote Saturday night, Astros are 3 years older than me. I've had more wives than they've had World Series appearances. And I didn't get started until I was 19. So I think this is a big deal. I'm really excited about it. I hope they win. I get the feeling they're going to shock us here. I really do. I don't have anything to base it on other than gut feeling.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see what happens. And I think it's going to be a great, great series. And I think it goes seven.
This series also, like, I think, and we kind of did this a little bit last series, and when you looked at the Red Sox and you went through their lineups, I thought the Astros were better in every spot on the field than the Red Sox. With the Yankees, like, if you ask me who would you want their first baseman or, you know, going through like that, there was maybe a few spots where you'd take the Yankees player over the Astros player.
Right field.
Yeah.
Catcher.
I think,
although he didn't play well.
I think this series is close. I think you could go I'm curious, maybe we'll go through and we'll see to a man who you'd take. I'll give you option A or option B. But I just think it's going to be it's an evenly matched series and it's for some reason I just feel like you know and when the Astros went in 2005, I didn't think they would win the series. I'd hoped it would be more competitive than it was.
Yeah.
And I was bummed because I thought the Astros the year before they went to the World Series in 04, they were a better team.
That was a team that I thought would win the World Series.
That just team like, I thought could have beat the White Sox.
Just like I thought the 98 team with Randy Johnson was their best team.
They just ran into just a machine.
Yeah, and that happened. So,
but this team, I feel like they've got what it takes to compete. But the Dodgers are no slouches. I mean, they have the best record for a reason.
Yeah, this is a really good team. And remember how they were playing so poorly? Everybody's like, oh, man, what's wrong with the Dodgers?
They're anti-Indians.
Yeah, and
they look like the Dodgers from June again.
But even with that stretch, they still had the best record in baseball. Because I remember talking about that near the end of the season. It's like, as bad as they've been, they have 101 wins right now.
Right. And they were on pace, you know, a month before the season ended to beat the record for most wins in a season. I mean, they were going to be the best team in history. They're good. Make no mistake.
Where I think the Astros have the edge, I think they're a better hitting team, and that's their advantage. But I think the bullpen's a huge advantage for the Dodgers, and I think the starting pitching, I'll give the edge to the Dodgers because they have more guys, but you don't need more guys either. And I think it's pretty close. But
four, I think you would say edge Dodgers.
Yes, I think you would, but I don't think it's not one of those where you say, oh, they're not even close.
Well, I think...
Especially when you're throwing Keuchel and
right, obviously 1-2, and I'd probably call 1-2 a coin toss. I think Kershaw's probably better than anybody, but I think Keuchel's probably better than whoever the Dodgers will pitch in game two slightly. But I think those four guys, two on each side, basically even out. The difference is when you get to... You know, the Rich Hills and Alex Woods or Yu Darvish, whatever order they throw them in. The 3 and 4 guys for the Dodgers are better than Chuck Morton and better than Lance McCullers, whether anybody wants to hear that or not. But we've seen that those guys can come through in the right time.
They're just not as consistent in terms of when they come up with big performances.
Right.
But they're capable of them. So.
You would have thought that, I thought the Yankees had a pitching edge in game 7. It didn't work out that way.
No.
Because on paper, you can't win on paper. Let's say you want to have people over to watch the game, and you've got a nice setup on your patio with a TV and all that good stuff, and you know, you're ready to have some boys over to watch, but then you realize, oh, my patio looks like hell because it's all cracked and faded. Well, the guys over at Allied Outdoor Solutions, they got a solution for that. That's hence the name. They can renovate your faded pool deck or your grayed-out patio with a carved stone overlay that gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money than it would cost to tear everything out and start over. Trialed hand-carved, custom-colored to your home, looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months, so they're worried about helping you save money as well. They're 2015 and 16 Angie List Super Service Award winners. This is the kind of company you want to work with. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing it all out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay instead to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.